Watkins?
We have what we call page 3, consent item for your consideration. This is a situation where we discovered a boathouse adjacent to a property that we could not find any permit documentation for. Essentially, in this case, I'll read the project description and then go through a little bit of background for your benefit. Mr. John D. Munford II is requesting authorization to retain the existing 30-foot by 17-foot enclosed private boathouse that's located directly adjacent to the existing bulkhead protecting 655th Street, situated along Crystal Lake in Virginia Beach. Mr. Mumford's also seeking authorization to install and backfill 93 linear feet of replacement timber bulkhead aligned a maximum of 1 foot channel to the existing structure. In this case, we received the request for the bulkhead project, and when we made the site inspection, realized there was a boathouse at the project. We weren't aware of issuing any permits for that. The staff was not, so we asked the applicant to provide some background information. In this case, the boathouse existed when Mr. Mumford bought the property in 1992. He believed the boathouse had been in existence since 1971. And as a result, we do not think that this warrants the imposition of a civil charge or triple fees given the nature of the situation. So as a result, we would ask that you authorize us to issue the permit for the after-deck permit for the boathouse, as well as the permit for the bulkhead that was requested in the permit application originally. And that would be with a royalty of $54 for the filling of 54 square feet of state-owned submerged land at a rate of $1 per square foot.
Any questions for Mr. Watkinson? Is Mr. Munford here?
No, sir.
Okay.
My name is Dave Butler. I'm his engineer that prepared the joint permit application. I'm here to answer any questions you might have.
We don't have any unless you have anything you want to really say. Does anybody have any questions? Other? A little presumptuous, but anyway.
Thank you.
All right. Anyone in the audience pro or con on this matter? If not, the matter is before the commission.
Move to approve and call it a staff recommendation.
Motion made by Mr. Lane to approve, second by Mr. Tanker. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you, Tony.
Thank you.